Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Gospel music gets a rare primetime TV showcase Friday night. Generous superstars from CeCe and BB Winans to Take Six headline The Soul and Spirit of Christmas on multicast network GetTV. Is this a signal of original things ahead from the Sony-owned service? We'll find out when General Manager and Senior Vice President of Programming Jeff Meyer joins me next. Also ahead, Amazon, regional sports network owner, No More Salvation at CBS, our classic trivia question of the week, and we remember the Heidi Bowl taking place a half century ago this past week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the New York Television Festival and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks at Original Audio Productions whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book and for a limited time offer to Audible Theater Productions when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 45 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, and we welcome you on this Tuesday afternoon to our second of three episodes this Thanksgiving week 2018 of the program All About Television. Wonderful guests coming your way over the next hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's very simple. You pick up the phone, you dial in, and you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Our chat room is open for business as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will hear you. And while the promo is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. You're on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Jeff Meyer from GetTV joins us live from L.A. after these news notes. CNBC and several entertainment news outlets are reporting this afternoon that Amazon will bid on 22 regional sports networks currently owned by Fox. Fox agreed to divest these networks under a deal to merge with Walt Disney earlier this year. Amazon, which presents Thursday Night Football to various platforms, did not comment. Other organizations exploring bids, including broadcast stations groups Sinclair and Tegna, and private equity icon firms Apollo and KKR. Separately, the New York Yankees are teaming with Blackstone, another popular private equity firm, to take over the YES Network, which serves millions of subscribers, cable and satellite, here in the New York area and around the country. Taken together, the value of these channels is expected and estimated to be between $20 and $25 billion. Now some quickies. Salvation is out at CBS after two summer season runs. TV Land will begin playing off the third and final season of Teachers January 15th. This may be the final original series on TV Land for a long while. Younger, a long-running favorite there starring Sutton Foster and created by Darren Star of Beverly Hills 90210 fame, moves to Paramount Network next year. That'll be Young's sixth season on the air. And TV One will launch spin-off channel Cleo TV aimed at African-American women and other women of color on January 19th. And that is news notes for today. There's a lot of networks out there that you find in what we call multicast situations. That's where you can find a network that's either available on the digital signal of a local television station or on a cable channel. And one of those networks is GetTV. It's owned by Sony, and it's one of a set of networks owned by various players that specialize in presenting the best in television history, classic comedies, classic dramas, and a differentiation point for GetTV, classic variety shows and talk variety programming from The Merv Griffin Show to the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour. But rarely does a network like GetTV or networks in its category like This TV and 10 TV and so on do original programming. That will not be the case this Friday night when a new special called The Soul and Spirit of Christmas will premiere. Joining us live from Los Angeles, the General Manager and Senior Vice President of GetTV, Jeff Meyer. Jeff, happy holiday season to you, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It is a pleasure. Tell us how this special came to be.
Well, we've been trying to figure out how to be in the holiday programming space for a couple of years now. We started off a few years ago just with some variety shows, and then last year we expanded to having both a whole bunch of movies, and also we did our very first original special last year. We feel like variety shows have been a differentiator for us. They're both special for our viewers. They get us noticed because not very many other people are doing them. They're just not on the air anywhere. So it's really a fun place for us to experiment with an original show. They also, you know, it's not as expensive as doing a big scripted movie or scripted series. So it's a great sort of experiment ground for us. And who doesn't love, you know, an hour of good music around the holidays?
Get TV, by the way, didn't start out that way. It started out as a movie channel. I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago. And it just gave us like the osmosis from being all movies to movies, classic TV, and this emphasis over the last couple of years on variety. Because you've done it in really two ways. One is talk variety with episodes of The Merv Griffin Show, I believe The Tonight Show you've had on with Johnny Carson. But you've also had some of the classic variety shows of the 60s and 70s, Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, The Judy Garland Show, which I think is one of the great one-season wonders of all time, the Andy Williams Show, and so on. You've really sort of made a name for your name for this network with the classic variety show.
Well, you know, we're sort of we did start off with all the classic movies, and you know, at the time that we thought there was everybody in the DigiNet space, as you've pointed out, a lot of us are mining the libraries of classic Hollywood, both TV series and movies. And we started off by doing movies because, frankly, when we first started out, we started out a little bit later than some of the other players, and there really were not very many series left to buy at the time. For various arcane rules of the Screenwriters Guild and the Directors Guild and all sorts of residuals rules, more contemporary shows for the DigiNets were unaffordable for a very long time. So you didn't get reruns from the 80s and the 90s. You were actually getting mostly reruns from the 50s. And when we started out, all of the competitors were airing all of the greatest 50s and 60s TV shows that existed. And so there really wasn't a space for us to be in other than classic movies. And we did that, and we were super excited to be in that space because really there was only Turner Classic Movies at that point. And you know, we felt like, of course, they were going to be the leaders in the space, but we could be a great number two. And also we were bringing classic movies to a broadcast audience via their antennas in a way that, you know, they weren't otherwise getting it. But, you know, as is the case with all television channels, it's part art and part business. And once we started examining the ratings, we realized that TV series were probably a much more successful way to go than movies. And so we knew that when the time came, we were going to have to evolve away from the classic movies and towards the classic series. I mean, I think there's been a big uproar in the last few weeks over the SVOD service Filmstruck has shut down. And it's a similar situation where you have really, really passionate fans for old movies, but ultimately there's a cap on the number of them, and there's certain ways you can sustain a business with that number of fans and other ways you can't. And so we started to evolve towards series, but at the same time, I wanted to be very sort of faithful to the movie viewers that we had, and so we wanted to do it kind of slowly and deliberately, and the Judy Garland Show in particular, and the Merv Griffin reruns, we looked at those as a vehicle for bringing the classic movie fans along. I mean, Judy Garland is, of course, a classic movie star, and a lot of the guests that you can find on those early Merv Griffin shows are classic Hollywood icons that any movie star, you know, any movie classic movie fan would be interested in seeing. So we saw that as a way of bringing those fans along with us as we kind of ventured into our next phase. And as we've continued to get more modern and more modern, we've modernized the variety shows as well. So moving from Judy Garland Show to Sonny and Cher was very deliberate. And Sonny and Cher is still on our channel right now and doing quite well.
Let's talk about this new special, because it's special in two ways. First of all, it's a classic variety show special, the kind that you would have seen on television in a way in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. But the second is that it's all gospel music. And you rarely find a primetime showcase, special or series, for gospel music, unless it's something like Sunday Best on BET, the competition series hosted by Kirk Franklin for so many years. This is really a very unique treat. To have some of these great gospel music stars like Assisi and B.B. Winans or Take Six, which I have enjoyed for years. I think it's one of the best groups of its kind of any genre of music in the land. And bring them all together to do something like this for the holidays.
Well, it really came about, we're trying to tap into the various audiences we have on the channel. And our channel... we've always sort of sensed that we were sort of southeastern in sort of our we sort of skew regionally towards the southeast, and we have a very high percentage of African American viewers by virtue of a lot of the reruns we are currently carrying, Sanford and Son and the Steve Harvey Show and Good Times and shows like that. And last year, the special that we did was a country music-based Nashville special, and that was, kind of tying into the viewers that we get for Walker Texas Ranger and shows like that. And this year, we wanted to kind of acknowledge the fan base that we have among the African American audience and the multicultural audience, and B.B. and C.C. Winans are legends that when we found out we had the opportunity to get them on the show, we were super excited. Our audience is an audience that isn't afraid of the religious content, I don't feel. And so I'm not afraid to give it back to them. It is sort of unusual on mainstream TV, but again, trying to figure out how to be a little bit of a differentiator, I think it's a way to make a difference. And it's such good music that doesn't get exposed as widely as it should. And the singers are just, there's no better singers around than the best gospel singers.
You're hearing we actually fire. Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, I was going to say, we actually, part of what inspired me is we've been running old episodes of the Johnny Cash Show. And in the library of the Johnny Cash Show, he actually did an episode that we aired last week that was a gospel episode. And in his episode, he had Mahalia Jackson and the Staple Singers and the Edwin Hawkins Singers, and he paired them up. He also had the Oak Ridge Boys before they were... before they were singing Elvira and Bobby Sue, they were a sort of religious quartet. And so he had sort of the best of white Southern gospel and African-American gospel from the 1970-71 era on his hour. And it was a phenomenal hour. And so that was very, very much at the root of what we were trying to get at with this as well.
I'm curious, what's been the reaction of putting that show on? Johnny Cash has not been seen in decades. I think you may be the first network to run it in replays since the original run on ABC back in the early 70s. And it was a marvelous show, done from the Grand Ole Opry, and Cash was fantastic with Carl Perkins, the Tennessee Three, his wife June Carter. He had great guest stars. He had a wonderful segment called Ride This Train, dealing with Americana songs every week. It was a very underrated, I think, well-produced hour.
The reaction has been fantastic. It's gotten us a lot of publicity and a lot of viewers. Again, Johnny Cash, he's just one of those icons that crosses boundaries. He's got, a core country music following, but he's also like the king of cool with, the whole Man in Black who's inspiring all the rock, the young rock stars too. So, He crosses both generations and boundaries there, and yes, I don't think the show, although I think it was out on home video, some best of collection was out on home video. I don't think it's ever been on TV again, The reason why nobody does this stuff is that the process of re-clearing the music is very, very difficult. When you do a variety show, or when they did variety shows the first time, they never imagined that they were going to be repeated 20 years later. And so when they paid the music publishers for the music, they paid them for like 2 years or 3 years. And once those rights expire, you have to go back and not just negotiate the money, which is, we found it to be somewhat affordable. We were able to do it in a way, the publishers have been great to us, and we were able to do it in a way that's economic for us. But just tracking down the owners and the publishers for every bit of music in every one of these shows, that's the real laborious sort of task. And I think it scares a lot of people away. And that's why I think a lot of these shows don't get run again.
There we go. Now I can say it. You're hearing Jeff Meyer. He is the General Manager and Senior Vice President of Programming at GetTV. It's a channel you can get either through cable, or you can get it through the digital signal of a local television station. And the show we're talking about is The Soul and Spirit of Christmas. It's a brand new gospel music special. It premieres this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Jeff joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from the other coast, Nueva York, where it's 45 degrees at the top of the hour. The second of three episodes we're doing as a treat to you, our listeners, on this Thanksgiving week 2018. If you have a question or comment for Jeff, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. One more episode coming your way live less than 24 hours from now at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We got a good one for you. Our lead guest will be Megan Oppenheimer. She is the creator of Queen America, the brand new Facebook Watch show, which serves as the scripted TV debut of Oscar winner Catherine Zeta-Jones. And then someone who's a very big favorite here on Blog Talk Radio, Rick Morris, from the FDH Lounge, the show that covers entertainment, sports, you name it, he and his group do it. And he'll be with me. I've been on his show a number of times. He'll be on my show tomorrow, and you can check with him live. That's Megan Oppenheimer of Queen America and Rick Morris from the FDH Lounge, both together live, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, tomorrow on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Jeff, tell us how this special came together. How long did it take to produce the special? Where did you do it? And how did you pick the music, or how was the music, the selections picked?
Oh, gosh. Well, we started the process of putting the special together probably around May. We had come across, after last year, we knew we wanted to do another special, and we worked with a terrific production company called Skyville Productions out of Nashville. And the great thing about this Skyville Productions is that it's run by a man named Wally Wilson, who is a Nashville music producer, and he has a big sort of stage facility in Nashville that he shoots his programs in. And the great thing about working with him is that the great thing about working with him is that he both has the talent connections and the stage. Usually when you're trying to reach out to production companies, they've got they know how to get the talent, but then we have to go find a stage and find equipment and all that stuff. Or you've got a stage or a place you want to do it in, and then you've got to find people to get the talent. But this Wally's well connected on both fronts, and so and we had worked with him last year, so we set out to work with him again, and we gave him sort of the guidelines of what types of artists we wanted to see. And when he came back saying that he could bring us both Cece and B.B. Winans, we were like, okay, we're in. Now we got to populate the rest of the special. And he was very quick to get Take Six and also Anthony Hamilton, the popular soul star. And then we filled out the last couple slots with a woman named Corinne Hawthorne, who is actually the biggest name in gospel right now. She has a song on the Billboard gospel charts that's been number one for, if you can imagine, 30, I think it's 34 going on 35 weeks, called Won't He Do It? And so we got her onto the show. We feel that's good for sort of the young gospel generation. And then for the last one, we had sort of a wild card. There is a woman named Kyla Jade, who who was one of the backup singers on our special last year when we did the Nashville special. And over the course of the last year, she ended up on The Voice, and she was on Blake's team on The Voice last spring, and she came in, she made it to the finals, where I think she came in third, and she's phenomenal. And, you know, the whole time we were getting the special together, we were like, we better watch out for her because she's going to steal the show from all the rest of them. And when we were at the taping, you know, that certainly was the energy in the room was watch out for Kyla because she's got the goods. And so then, you know, once you get the singers together, it's somewhat of a back and forth to see, you know, who wants to sing what types of songs. Some of them are interested in doing songs that they know have worked for them before, and some of them are open to doing, you know, brand new things. And it's a back and forth and discussion like that until you end up with the final list. Excuse me. I'm getting over a cold. So every couple minutes, I got to get a cough in there for your listeners.
No problem. Jeff, do you see this special as a prelude of things to come where, let's say, next year you do, if not original series, may do more original specials rather than just once a year?
I would love for that to be the case. We will see how this one does. Everybody here is excited to do them, and they, and, you know, of course, they're fun to produce and fun to attend, but you don't do a show for a TV channel just because it's fun to go to. It has to, you know, deliver you an audience and then hopefully deliver you some sponsors and engage people with your channel. This one is an interesting experiment for us because not only are we airing it as a special, but Corinne sings a version of Donny Hathaway's This Christmas on the special that she's actually released as a single, the live recording from our special. And so if we can figure out ways to create that sort of crossover where her label, which happens to be a Sony Music label, so it's, you know, housed just down the, you know, across the lot from me. If we can get all parts of the company working together on something like this, I think we would love to do more and more. It all depends on the reaction of the fans, though, so I hope the fans show up for the show.
Well, was this special taped before a live audience?
Yes, it was. It was taped before a live audience in late September, but everybody still already had sort of the Christmas spirit by then.
I wouldn't blame it. Hey, we've seen like the earliest start of Christmas movies on other networks as early as mid-October, so it may only be a little bit of a slight leap to starting the Christmas movie season or holiday movie season in another month early. How do you see, no matter what happens in terms of originals, how do you see your service evolving next year? Do you want to do more in variety? Do you want to do reruns or off-network shows in a different direction? What do you see for 19?
I feel like we've been trying for a long, long time to get to the place where we are right now. It took us, you know, we just launched a whole bunch of shows in the last year. We launched all the Norman Lear comedies, All in the Family and Sanford and Son and Good Times. We've launched Walker, Texas Ranger and Married with Children. These are all really major shows that have not been available to the, you know, being on a DigiNet, it means people who don't necessarily have cable are able to see you. And these shows haven't necessarily been available for the broadcast-only viewer for a long, long time. And it's great to have them all in place. They're all major, major hits. All in the Family, you know, arguably the number one show of the 70s. And, you know, Walker, Texas Ranger and Married with Children, two of the biggest shows of the 90s. We're really excited to be where we are. And what I also love about our channel is that I strive for it to be a channel where everybody has something they want, where it's both, it's very multicultural. All the shows have some kind of connecting point to a broad audience. we're not trying to be really narrow. So I envision that the next year hopefully brings more viewers to this lineup that we've got right now. Yes, I would love to do some more variety stuff. You know, the interesting thing with variety is that we're, you know, once you get to Sonny and Cher, there's not that many variety shows that came after that. There's, you know, there's Donnie Marie and Barbara Mandrell. But at that point, the variety show sort of, I feel like it sort of disappeared. And so we're doing well with Sonny and Cher. We may get some more episodes of that or some more episodes of Johnny Cash. And we're always thinking about other options and doing other sorts of specials. We've got, I'm very excited about the special that we're airing right after The Soul and Spirit of Christmas, which is the Patti LaBelle show from 1985. She did a special in 1985. I think they aired on Thanksgiving, and we're airing it sort of 33 years later. What a show. She had Cyndi Lauper and Amy Grant and Luther Vandross and plowed through all of her hits and all of her costumes, and there's lots of big 80s hair and shoulder pads and all that sort of fun. But really, it is a musical special like none that I've ever seen. So if you like her, it's seeing her at her best. And if you, you know, this is a special that when I vividly remember seeing it when I was, I think I was in college or high school at that time, when it first aired. And Cyndi Lauper, up to that point, to me, had, you know, with Girls Just Want to Have Fun and She-Bop and all that stuff, she had seemed a little bit, and all the clothes she wore and the hairstyles and hanging out with the wrestlers, she very much seemed like a novelty. And you didn't quite take her true talent seriously back then, at that point. But when I saw her on this special, you know, anybody that can kind of go toe-to-toe with Patti LaBelle on a ballad, you got to really give them their props. It totally won me over to what a true talent Cyndi Lauper is, because she really delivers on this special.
The Soul and Spirit of Christmas. It's GetTV's latest original special. It premieres this Friday night after Thanksgiving night, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on GetTV. In some areas, it is available on the digital signal of a television station. That's why it's called a multicast channel. On some, it is carried on your local cable system or satellite channel. And in some cases, it's both. So check your local for how it happens and where you can find it. And for more details about the program online and the network, too, it's www.get.tv. www.get.tv. GetTV owned by Sony. Jeff Meyer, the General Manager and Senior Vice President of Programming at GetTV, thank you for joining us. To all of us, to all of you and your crew, have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a great holiday season, and we really appreciate you being on. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much. It'd be a pleasure to come back.
You're welcome. Take care. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Jeff Meyer, Senior Vice President of Programming, General Manager of GetTV, owned by Sony, joining us live from Los Angeles. Once again, Soul and Spirit of Christmas, this Friday, November 23, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. More tomorrow be televised coming your way, including a reminiscence of the Heidi Bowl and our classic trivia question of the week. But first, some words from the fine folks at audible.com. You know, if you haven't heard, there's a great, great audio way you can enjoy the holiday season or have someone you know enjoy it, and that is get a free trial run of audible.com. And now, even better than ever, because it's not just one audio book you get the chance to try out for yourself, it's three. One from the more than 180,000 titles that are currently available, and two from the growing collection of Audible Theater. It's the wonderful world of original productions from off-Broadway and Broadway plays, regional theater, one-woman, one-man shows, and original material written especially for Audible.com. And all you have to do is give it all a try is go to audibletrial.com/televised and sign in. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and certainly inspiration. Remember, there's 180,000 titles plus to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or iHeartRadio. So what you have to do is just go to this URL and sign in, audibletrial.com/televised, and for a limited time, it's one free audio book, two Audible 3.0 productions, and a 30-day trial. That's a great bargain for you or someone you love. Give it as a gift for this Thanksgiving and holiday season. Audibletrial.com/televised. And you or somebody you know can find out very quickly why Audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. By the way, coming up next Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised, bit of a programming note, we are going to reset our interview that was scheduled for earlier today with Jim Margolis. He is the executive producer of the popular new Netflix series Patriot Act with Haran Majad, formerly of The Daily Show. I saw, by the way, a clip from an upcoming episode. He is very funny, and the show is very inventively done. Well, Jim was supposed to be with us this first half hour of our show today. Unfortunately, he came down with a bad case of throat problems. So we know he's resting comfortably. He really misses being on today's program, and we have reset him for Monday's episode. And also coming up on Monday's episode, we'll have the senior executive producer of the new Discovery series, Body Cam. It's police action all from their perspective. Thomas Cutler, the senior executive producer of the program, will be with us along with Jim Margolis from Patriot Act. That's next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Coming up next, our classic trivia question of the week. And believe it or not, it's been 50 years since the Heidi Bowl. Why did it change and transform the way we watch sports TV? I'll share that with you. I saw that game, by the way, and what happened with the Heidi Bowl. Tell you all about it after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com and Spreaker.com. More than 30 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for In the Country. Join Dave Woods and crew for some wonderful country music and country conversation. In the Country with Dave Woods every week, various times, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And don't forget, Best BTR and Spreaker coming your way 24/7 that you can enjoy this holiday season and beyond at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on this special Tuesday edition. Second of three episodes we're coming your way this Thanksgiving week 2018. Simon Applebaum with you live from Nueva York, 45 degrees top of the hour. And coming up next, the Heidi Bowl. Why that became a seminal moment for watching sports on television. There was a lot of pain at the time, but we have all gained a lot since. An explanation coming up. But right now, our classic trivia question of the week. And if you missed the question yesterday, we're bringing it back to you today. And if you are first with the correct answer, we have three prizes in play for you. Inside North Korea's Dynasty, the recent special in DVD form from Nat Geographic, wrapped up on Sunday night. Also, Cesar Millan's DVD from Nat Geo Wild. And the book, The Genius Box, by best-selling author and TV observer David Tice, was on this program more than a month ago. Here's the question. Popular movie star Robert Taylor headlined two television series during the latter half of his career. Name either one. Robert Taylor, the famous movie star of Camille, Quo Vadis fame, Ivanhoe, etc., he headlined not one, but two television series in the latter stages of his entertainment career. Name either one. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your full mailing address. If you're first with the correct answer, you win. And I promise you that our prizes will make great gifts for you or someone you love this holiday season. If you missed the question just now, we'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on my Twitter handle at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, be in. It's been a while since we've had a winner, and we'd love to have a winner before the end of tomorrow's show and before we sign off for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So get aboard. Get the answer to us. By email, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com, and we want to have you be, that's right, you out there, be our latest classic trivia winner. And now a comment. 50 years ago this past Sunday, an incident happened that ended up transforming the way we watch sports on television, especially professional football. At the time, it was a huge brouhaha. And in fact, yours truly was an eyewitness, and I do mean eyewitness, to what went on. It was known as the Heidi Bowl. And we got to give you a bit of an explanation to set the scene for you about what happened. For a lot of you who may be listening to us, were not around in 1968, latter November, near Thanksgiving, when this happened. So let's set the scene for you. In 1968, professional football was still a two-league sport. There was the National Football League on CBS and the American Football League on NBC. And there were no primetime games, not even the Super Bowl, which had been around for a couple years. It was all Sunday afternoon, either 1 o'clock games or 4 o'clock games. And if you watched the 1 o'clock game and the 4 o'clock came on and your game wasn't done, you were in bad luck. The game was cut off, and you would have to watch the 4 o'clock game in your area. That was under NFL and league rules at the time. But one good thing about these games was that if the game ended early, especially the 4 o'clock games, which were more of the nationally presented games on either CBS or NBC, the games, because of fewer timeouts than today, fewer commercial breaks than today, usually ended 99.9% of the time between 6:30 and 6:45 Eastern Time. So that gave each network the opportunity to do a post-game show. For CBS, it was the Pro Football Report, headlined by Bruce Roberts, who was an anchor for sports at CBS affiliate WBBM-TV in Chicago, which is where the program originated from. In the case of NBC, with the AFL games, it was the Sperry NFL Report, sponsored by Sperry, ran for many years, and hosted by Pat Hernan, WNBC-TV New York's popular sportscaster, announcer, and even a game show host for a while. Oh, I might add to a weathercaster, too. Really all-around person. So usually there was no problem in a game ending early. Well, 50 years ago this past Sunday, NBC had a special Thanksgiving treat planned. It was a made-for-TV movie based on one of the classic children's stories of all time, Heidi. It was a big production. It was shot in color. It was shot on location in Switzerland. It had a tremendous cast: Maximilian Schell, Oscar winner for Judgment Nuremberg, Gene Simmons, Michael Redgrave, and Jennifer Edwards was the child who played Heidi. It was written by Earl Hamner, the man who later created The Waltons several years later. It was directed by Delbert Mann, who was the Oscar winner for Marty, Best Picture of 1955 with Ernest Borgnine, playing the role that Rod Steiger played in the original TV version, which was also directed by Mann. And John Williams, then Johnny Williams, wrote one of his first scores for a made-for-TV movie. A year later, he'd win the Emmy Award for that score. Heidi was scheduled to start on NBC at 7 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. Timex was the sponsor. It ponied up $750,000, big change at that time, to be the sponsor of that program. So NBC was very set that everything would work to have Heidi go on time at 7 o'clock on the East Coast as well as the West Coast. Well, the game that was happening that day that was scheduled to be seen in most of the country was between the Oakland Raiders and the New York Jets. And with 5 minutes to go, 6:55, the game was going on and on and on. But it looked like the Jets pretty much had the game in hand with 5 minutes to go. And then the Oakland Raiders made a move. They were able to score a quick touchdown. And they were only a touchdown behind. And then you saw the sight around 6:57, 6:58 of an Oakland Raiders player getting a ball and running down the sidelines. I was there to catch that game. And a few seconds later, in the midst of his run, the screen went black. No warning, nothing from the sportscasters covering the game that, hey, we got to cut away to this new Heidi. Nothing. And then a few seconds later, Heidi came on the air. Immediately, 30 Rock's switchboards at Rockefeller Center here in New York lit up like five or six Christmas trees. Thousands of people all across the eastern half of the country called in to basically say, what are you doing, NBC? We want to see the end of that game, no matter how it turns out. Why are you putting Heidi on? Let's see the end of the game. And then there were a lot of people, a few hundred, if not a few thousand, who had the other things like, hey, NBC, make sure you put Heidi there on time. We're not big football fans. We want to see Heidi when we're supposed to see Heidi. So you had this pair of audiences, the people who had seen the game, who were shocked that the game was being taken away, yanked away from them, calling into NBC saying, please put the game back on. And then there were thousands of, if not hundreds of people, who were calling NBC saying, make sure Heidi is on at 7 o'clock. Don't you dare take Heidi off. And one of the people who could not get a call through was Julian Goodman, the president of NBC, who was livid at what happened. And he was trying to call Dick Klein At that time, the head of technical operations at NBC Sports would say, Dick, whatever you got to do, put the game back on the air in the eastern half of the country. Let the audience see the end of that game. And he never got through because of the blitzkrieg of phone calls that happened. Now, the western half of the country had no problem with this because their presentation of Heidi would be several hours later. You know, it was 4 o'clock their time, 7 o'clock eastern half of the country. Eastern time, 6 central. But that did not stop the controversy from escalating and escalating and escalating. What did NBC do? It did not break away from Heidi to show the end of the game, which, by the way, the Oakland Raiders won in the nick of time over the New York Jets. So what NBC was forced to do was, while Heidi was doing her thing in the Swiss Alps, NBC ran a crawl at the bottom of the screen with the final score. And even that did not stop the phone calls. By next morning, it was the talk of the world. Not just the TV world, the world. With everybody pointing fingers, everybody else saying, why did this happen? Why did NBC cut the game off? Why didn't Heidi get cut off to show the end of the game? And shortly after the debacle that became known to this day now as the Heidi Bowl, Julian Goodman and the gang at NBC made a decision. We will never, ever, ever cut a game off before its ending. Never. It could run 10, 15 minutes overtime. We will, from this point forward, never cut a game off. And that became the policy of NBC. And ultimately, it became the policy of CBS, so that when you had 1 o'clock games that ran overtime, those games would not be cut off. So if you were in a market, a city that was watching, let's say, the New York Giants play, the Philadelphia Eagles play, the Dallas Cowboys play, and your game went overtime past 4 o'clock, you stayed with the game. And then you joined the 4 o'clock game in progress after maybe a quick update from the NFL Today studio. And that, ladies and gentlemen, became the transforming moment of watching sports on television. Today, it is au naturel. When you watch a sports event, any event, it is carried to its conclusion. There is no more cutoffs. Remember the days when CBS would cut golf tournaments off at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the third round to do local news programming? No longer. Now, golf tournaments, college football, hockey, basketball, whatever the sport, Olympics, if it is running over its allotted time, you see the event from start to its natural conclusion. And then the quick wrap-up, and off you go to local news or to the next show on the network. Yes, there was a lot of pain 50 years ago with the Heidi Bowl to those thousands and millions of viewers who were looking at that TV set wondering what the heck happened to this incredible game. But it led to a very transforming moment, and a moment that continues to reverberate in how we watch sports television. There will never, ever be a replay of the Heidi Bowl. One Heidi Bowl turned out to be enough. And for that, the American public, especially the public that loves sports, any sport, is forever thankful. I'd love to hear what you thought, by the way, about the Heidi Bowl. And we're going to give you a chance, if you like, to call in our remaining moments. And if any of you out there did see the Heidi Bowl, I'd love to hear what you think. Or I'd love to hear you in our chat room. So give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Numbers good anywhere. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. It's on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room, and we'll spend some of our remaining moments answering what you have to say. So we're going to take a brief pause, go check, see if we have somebody calling in or somebody in our chat room, and we will be right back. And we're back with Tomorrow Be Televised. So again, if you'd like to call up and give us your thoughts about the Heidi Bowl, whether you were there or not, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. And one other thing, you might be wondering, well, whatever happened to Heidi? Well, it did win some Emmy Awards the following fall. I mentioned Johnny Williams. Well, now John Williams, you know him as, of course, the creator of the music for Star Wars and E.T. and Raiders of the Lost Ark, one of the great composers, you know, in our recent American history. He won one of his first Emmy Award for Best Score for his work on Heidi. And incidentally, in a book called TV's Greatest Hits, written by John Burlingame, former Variety editor who follows the work of music composed originally for television, Williams said that he felt that the score still holds up today and it's one of his favorite scores for television. Yes, NBC, I believe, did replay Heidi a couple of times, but frankly, you don't see that version around much. I'm curious if maybe Turner Classic Movies or YouTube or somebody will bring it back. I'm sure somebody has the rights to that version somewhere. And of course, you can check out Wikipedia.com or Wikipedia.org under Heidi to find out more about the TV version of that movie. Nobody but nobody expected that that film was going to be, when it was produced or when it was going to be shown on NBC that fateful night 50 years ago, that there would be anything like this kind of controversy. Really. It's still one of the most celebrated incidents in the history of television. And like I said, it was a monumental transformation in the way we watch sports television today. So that's something we can be thankful for in this Thanksgiving season, that Heidi happened. Maybe not at the time, probably not, but these days, you better believe it. I want to remind everybody that coming up on Tomorrow Be Televised tomorrow, the third of our three Thanksgiving week episodes, we'll have Megan Oppenheimer, the creator of Queen America. That's the new Facebook Watch series with Catherine Zeta-Jones in her first scripted television series role. And we'll also have our good friend Rick Morris from the FDH Lounge. I've had the pleasure of being on his show over the years, along with other people covering television. And for the first time, he comes on our show. I think you'll, if you've never heard him, I think you'll enjoy what he has to say about the world of entertainment, TV, and sports. I'm curious if he, by the way, has some thoughts about the Heidi Bowl, and we'll ask him about that on tomorrow's show. And then coming up on Monday, we will have, postponed from today because of his throat issues, Jim Margolis, the executive producer of the popular Netflix weekly series Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj. And if you haven't seen Patriot Act, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a very inventive weekly series, very topical, and Minhaj is so much fun. Also on the program, we'll have senior executive producer Thomas Cutler from the new Discovery series coming up in a week or two, Body Cam. It's think of it as live PD, but you see it all from the policeman's point of view using body cams and other such advanced tech equipment. That's Body Cam and Patriot Act. That's our topics Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. I also want to take a moment and let you know that throughout this Thanksgiving holiday, all of our episodes this year and episodes from previous years are available to you to listen. And I want to thank all of you for giving us over 10,000 replays already this month, and we haven't even crossed the two-thirds line of the month yet. So thanks to you, all of you out there, for checking out our replays, both from this year and earlier. Keep it up. Tell your friends. We'll be available throughout the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So anytime you like, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/televised or iTunes or Apple TV or Spreaker's podcast app or iHeartRadio's podcast network, available anytime you like at www.iHeartRadio.com. And remember, when you go to that website, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, then click, and you get our shows. Or you go to categories that's above the search bar, click that, then click entertainment, and you will also get our show as well. And again, all of our places that offer our program, they'll be open for your business and your satisfaction 24/7 throughout this entire Thanksgiving holiday weekend. All right, going to quickly check to see if we have a chat room comment or a call coming in, and I will be right back. And if not, we'll wrap the show up, okay? Okay. Before we wrap up, one more thought coming off our interview the last half hour with Jeff Meyer of Get TV. We mentioned the Johnny Cash Show. You want to know that if you haven't checked out YouTube lately, They have featured a lot of country music shows from the 1950s and 60s, shows like Country Barn Dance, the Ozark Jubilee, and in both black and white and color, the Porter Wagoner Show, which includes the episodes he did with none other than Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, by the way, is going to be the subject of a new anthology series that will be premiering next year on Netflix. So if you want to check out some really fun classic country music with some of the great stars, including Roy Acuff or Minnie Pearl, Farron Young, George Jones in their prime, check out YouTube. I think you'll like seeing things like Ozark Jubilee and Country Barn Dance, Country Countdown, Pop Goes the Country. I believe Dolly's own television series she made in the 70s is also there too, and the Porter Wagoner Show. I think you'll really enjoy it. Also, by the way, on YouTube, they are now putting together episodes in glorious black and white of some unusual westerns that were on television in the late 1950s and early 1960s. And two I'd like to recommend to you. One is a series that ran three seasons. It was called Tombstone Territory. It was actually based on a newspaper, on incidents that were covered by a newspaper in the city of Tombstone. It's a fun series. I think you'll like Pat Conway, who plays the sheriff in the show. And it was done by ZIV, the famous syndicator of the 1950s and 60s, later merged with United Artists. And I think you'll like if you've never seen Tombstone Territory, I think you'll enjoy it. Some very good guest stars also in that program. The other is a show that ran 2 years in the early 60s called The Tall Man. It stars Barry Sullivan as Pat Garrett and Clue Gallagher, pre-Virginian, as Billy the Kid. It's about the relationship that they had when they were friends and not enemies. Terrific, I think, byplay between the two of them. It ran two seasons. I believe it was on NBC. And I think you'll enjoy the action. It's a fun half hour. And the music is very unusual. It was written by a very popular instrumentalist named Juan Esquivel, one of the few Latinos to be in music at the time in terms of popular music, not just Latin music. And he was very, very influential in terms of developing a pop jazz sound. Also, in case you don't know, Juan, along with Stanley Wilson, then the music director at MCA, created the famous review theme at the end of every show. You know, da, 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 da. That was Esquivel's work along with Stanley Wilson. And it ran, it became really the end theme for all Universal MCA programming for years. So check it out. Tombstone Territory and The Tall Man. A lot of good episodes. Great black and white digital remix. And you can find it 24/7 at YouTube. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. I want to thank, again, Jeff Meyer of Get TV. Also, we want to wish the best to Jim Margolis of Patriot Act. We will have him on the show Monday. Reset him already. And coming up on tomorrow, our final episode of our trio for this Thanksgiving week 2018, Megan Oppenheimer, the creator of Queen America, starring Catherine Zeta-Jones, coming to Facebook Watch, and Rick Morris, the host of the long-running The FDH Lounge. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up an episode you missed, well, here's our suggestion. Go to our homepage anytime you like, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget we're available 24/7 on podcasts at iTunes, Spreaker, and Apple TV's podcast app, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network at iHeartRadio.com. So check us out anytime you like. And again, one more time, thank you to everybody who's given us over 10,000 replays so far this month. We're way ahead of the game, and we thank you for it. If you like what we're doing, please spread the word. And don't forget, we love hearing from you. What do you think about our program today? What's your thoughts about the Heidi Bowl, particularly those of you who are around to see it? And also, what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? We always love to hear, and we do respond. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name, where you're emailing from. Remember that email is good to be part of our classic trivia question every week. Also, we have a feature called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that deserves more attention than it's getting? Let me know, and if you make the suggestion, you get the credit when we highlight it. And we'll do a highlight, by the way, on tomorrow's episode for sure. Again, that's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, you can also find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. We always love hearing from you and responding to you. Why? Because what you say matters absolutely any time of the year. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not only those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company and proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For that special offer of one free audiobook and two free Audible theater presentations and a one-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Great prepping for your Thanksgiving weekend. If you're going to be leaving us on Wednesday between now and we come your way next, please, if you're getting on the roads, be safe, be great, get to where you're going so you can have a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. We are back to wrap up our Thanksgiving week trio of shows tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to the rest of the day and tomorrow, please make it safe and make it great. And of course, until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.